Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
When you were in the corporate world?
When were you in the... Hold on. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday, September 29th. The show started 30 seconds ago. Just whoever's editing this. This is, it's 2021. Our special
what
guest today...
What a pile of horse shit we just
Scott
got shoveled. Jesus Christ.
Let's hear about this fucking corporate world of yours.
Uh-huh. Are you kidding? I worked for UCLA. I was a chancellor's assistant.
What?
I celebrity.
That's not the corporate
yeah,
world.
Yeah, you call education the corporate world?
Have you worked for a university in California? Believe me, it's very corporate. Believe all the rules. You have to wear a suit. The people you're meeting. I was meeting national dignitaries and politicians. Hello, how are you? All that. I had to be very...
Oh, hello, how are you?
Proper,
all of that?
Proper.
Oh, hello, how are you? My
that's
God.
Exhausting.
You have to be a human being.
Man. Oh, that's
what?
Crazy.
I
suit
hired
on.
And fired and I filed. I did all of it. All of it. And I really liked the
and how long did this? How long did you last there? Was it like 12 and a half minutes or?
About 18 months. And then they saw mm-hmm. through me. And mm-hmm. it didn't work out.
You're high. Hello. How you doing? Weren't pulling their weight anymore.
Yeah, I showed up high. I did. I showed up high. They caught me smoking weed in the parking lot. But anyway, it just wasn't. It wasn't for me because I was an actor, I was an artist, and yes. I thought I was giving away,
right?
You know, so much of my artistic.
They
talent.
Caught you high, but they also caught you stealing all kinds of stuff from the break room, mm-hmm. like yep. you know, pockets
how did you know
full of donuts.
They thought you had
really
your
nice
pants
pencils.
Stuffed with cocaine, but it was just donuts.
Well, for me, pencils are porn. I love pencils, and they had really nice ones.
I'm
I
sorry.
Pencil porn.
You love pencils?
Pencils are porn.
Pencils?
I'm also yes. a fan of pens and writing utensils in general.
Oh, I always steal them pens. From restaurants, anywhere I can get them.
Really?
Yeah.
Steal them.
But there's
huh?
all, you know, there's a whole world of pencil people who are obsessed with pencils, follow each other online.
Pencils?
Oh,
story.
I don't know.
Like
about
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Special erasers or certain like lead types and not a number two?
Actually, erasers are a very important part of it, Sarah. You're right. Yep. Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Ticonderoga, I knew you were Ticonderoga, baby. Ticonderoga
weird,
me anytime.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas, I guess.
Oh, I'd love it.
Mechanical pencil, Scott, or traditional pencil?
See, sorry, I like a mechanical Nicole, pencil.
Do you like a mechanical or
I don't
want
to have to sharpen it.
Actually,
I like the click-click.
Nicole,
click.
I wish I could handle a mechanical. I agree with Sarah. I wish I could handle a mechanical, but my thumbs are too big. I like a good, old, sharp Ticonderoga yellow or red and black stripe, because those erasers work better.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I love stationery stores. I can spend hours in them. Hours, Jesus.
Maybe you should be dragged maybe out. That should be what you do in your retirement, run a stationery store. You think about it, you'd be in heaven.
Yeah, there's this really...
Yeah,
you
but do, it uses...
You should stand up there.
You can't use your own stash. You
yeah,
gotta be...
that's right.
It's not for him.
He'd be grinding all the pencils down to nothing. Uh-huh. Here you go, it's 2 inches long.
I'm not sure if this is helpful or not, but I looked up pencil porn. Let's see if this is what Scott's talking about.
Oh, let me guess. Oh!
See?
Oh, God, that's just pencils in some ladies' woman area.
Well, I was gonna say, I know he's not gonna be into it for one reason.
She's determined.
Can you
though.
Can
that's
you find a handful of pencils in a man's ass? Would that be that might
maybe.
Be more erotic?
Maybe, yeah, that's true. You could definitely attempt that. That'd be that'd
you're
be
like great. A pencil dispenser on the librarian's desk.
You could airtight Scott, them with the pencils.
Let me ask you a question.
Airtight? Oh, wait, go ahead. Yes.
Vinny, your hand
you know, goes. We have a story, an ongoing story, a story that has lived forever here on this show, and it's about a drumstick. A guy discovered that by using a drumstick in his butt, he was able to get off through the prostate, and it ultimately became his thing. Like, whoa.
Brent,
stop. You know that term,
stop.
Right?
Oh, you asked me to look for it, Sarah.
No, I said in a man's butthole.
Well, I said butthole, and that's what popped up first.
She's
okay, that lady's being double penetrated by four dozen eraser side in, thankfully, pencils.
Mm-hmm. Although,
the little metal thing that holds the eraser in place, that can give you quite the scrape.
Maybe that's where they taped them together.
I cut myself shaving down there the other day, and it was bad.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I've never cut my... area while I've been shaving it. I pull everything tight. I got it all going, and I've done it a million times. I freaking sliced it. I was like, I
your
know.
Labias?
No, the outer labia.
Oh.
But it
I
was.
Know, I don't know what any of this means. But Sarah, you should call someone in to do this for you, I think.
No, I'd like to just take. But now I'm scared. I'm yikes. Like, oh my God. And then, of course, I was doing it because John and I were about to have shower sex. And then I'm like bleeding down my. I'm like, all right, this is awful. Oh, he's like, oh, let me look. What'd you do?
Anyway.
He goes, oh, yeah, I guess I'm not doing you today.
Oh, he didn't just say, well, turn over? Duh.
No. John? So I just gave him a blowjob.
Why didn't you just. I
was bleeding on the floor of the shower as I'm giving him a blowjob. I'm sure it was really hot.
Like after vigorous butthole sex, you might be bleeding from there as well. So,
well, I don't
difference?
Have that. So the difference is that that's not on the menu. Oh, that's an exit.
I told you that's the kind of porn I like, the punishment porn. That's my favorite kind.
Anyway, hey, Scott, back to my question, which is what's the first thing in your whole life that you can remember being in your butthole?
Beside your finger.
No, your finger works. If it was your finger, then it's your finger.
I'm really offended you don't remember, Vinny, because we've had this conversation. I've told you this.
I don't remember.
A plastic flute. I told you when I was young, they gave us all flutes at school.
The recorders that they give you?
The recorder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm like, I'm not good at this
you
musically, but
you butt-fucked a...
recorder.
Those are pretty plump items.
Yeah,
I mean,
are.
I'm surprised that in fourth grade when they give you a recorder...
Did you go mouthpiece first? Or
Yeah, mouthpiece. You had to go mouthpiece first, right? You put the slender end in and...
I put the slender end. I put the slender end in first, and then I graduated. So by fifth grade, I was playing.
The
that
problem
flute.
With that Ooh. Is those kind of they come apart, right? So couldn't that part
yeah,
like couldn't
yeah,
you pull it out and accidentally
off, right?
have half of it inside of you? Then
that's actually, mine was a one piece. I don't know what kind of school you went to, Brent.
Oh, okay. I had the ones
oh,
that
well,
that broke down geez. Into three.
Yeah,
three
pieces.
I had the one that that broke down because you're supposed to clean on the inside.
You're supposed to clean the inside.
No,
so did you clean it after you would put it in your butt and then you would...
Or would you just let one of your friends play? Hey, try this one.
I did wash it. Yeah, to my friend. Hey,
yes, Vinny, your hand
but
is
then,
up.
But then one time I left it between the mattress and my bed and my mom's like, why is that?
Vinny has a question,
between
Scott.
Your mattress. I said easy access. I like to practice in bed. It was awkward. Crunch. I think she knew. Vinny, yes?
I'm curious. So once you got that thing up there... Do you then bounce on it, or do you just cram it in and out real fast as much as you can?
Bounce.
I don't know, but no, like put it on just... the ground and then jump on top of it like that, or do you like just
like
use your
stick?
Hand? Right. I imagine there's shoulder fatigue trying to get that in and out of you, but I don't know.
I still
you
have
tell
the
me.
Flute. If you'd like to swing by, I can.
Swing being the operative word.
Yeah, exactly. I can give you a little show. And I can see if I can still hit a few notes with that thing.
Ah, Muni's going
yeah,
by.
No, yeah, that too, Muni is struggling.
You know, a little Vaseline goes far, and then in and out, you know, and then I spent
with your arm.
A while with it.
You don't bounce on it.
I was in love
it.
With it, actually. I named it. I did.
What'd you name it?
Hank. Who's Hank?
Hank.
And Hank the Flute.
Hammer and Hank.
Hank the Flute. Yeah.
And we spent a couple years very happily together in my bedroom in Sleepy Hollow in San Anselmo. Yeah.
Oh, I like Sleepy Hollow. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice to know what the kids are doing out there.
It was great. That's what we were doing in Sleepy Hollow. But I still denied it. I denied it about myself. I couldn't accept it. I didn't know that made me gay. Not that it does, I guess.
Well, it doesn't make you gay.
It doesn't. Yeah. That we have a kind of a long-running story on this show. Years ago, we read a thing on Reddit about this guy who got a prostate exam from a doctor and immediately, like, I think, did he blow his load or something? Like, right away? Like, like earth-shattering orgasm.
Uh-huh.
And then he's just, like, on his way home from there, he stopped by the record store and was telling everyone what a great drummer he was as he bought these drumsticks. And then he started with the drumsticks and graduated. By the time we get to him, he's got one of those suction cup dicks that you stick on the wall and back into. And he's straight, but he's, like, super bored with sex with his girlfriend because the orgasms aren't as good.
The best ones are the inflatable. Those are the best ones.
Inflatable.
Inflatable what?
Or something like him.
The dildos?
Yeah. Yeah, you put it in and then you pump it and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like, how does that work? Do you pump
how do you put it in while it's not, you have to like just cram the plastic in?
Okay.
No, it's like a little bit of rubber and you kind of slip it in and then you pump it like a tire and then boom, 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 boom. It goes bigger and bigger. The friend.
What?
So creative with that stuff.
Does it have like a ball or something that you squeeze to pump it, or how do you pump this?
I think it was a little ball at the end.
Do you have one there that we could see?
No, that happened in Sea Chase, but I highly recommend it. I'm sure you can find one online.
It happened where?
in Sea Chase in Spain at a resort.
Oh, that was your only experience with the inflatable? Yes, pumpable.
I'd never seen one before, and I thought he was kidding. He had an eye patch, so I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. Ooh, man!
And you loved it.
Well, you know, Vinny, I'm a guest. So if the host wants me to play along, I play along. If there's a flute or a pump up or a pencil, I do what I can. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm
You're really so nice accommodating. What a wonderful person.
Accommodating, also the key word.
Nice word for a whore. Yeah. So yeah, I'm willing to just see what happens. Just whatever.
Let's
nowadays,
go with it. We'll go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's, you know, I'm married and we don't,
you're married and you talk about your paleo vegan bullshit diet. That's you these days.
Sarah,
what?
Namaste. I understand your resistance because you don't know. And again, you went to school in Florida.
Just don't want to know.
Good.
I did not go to school in Florida. Not that I'm sure the schools in Florida are wonderful. I wouldn't know.
They're terrible. No, good job, Bren.
Is that it?
That's it's a regular dildo. It's a full on, but it gets bigger.
I guess you can deflate it.
Let's see it bigger.
I thought that's it.
Fully big.
Yeah, I'm sure it.
So you can get it in. All right, it's
this one was like a tire. It was rubber and black. And
it was like a homemade jobber, huh?
Let's see what else.
I took a zit or two.
Yeah, but it was like, when you're that drunk and on that much coke, it's like whatever.
Oh, there's one. There we go. Now
it's like whatever.
Yeah, that's my old
whatever. I'm up for whatever.
Yeah, that's Shaft Daddy right there. That's
no, $37 bucks, not bad. Daddy.
Yeah, not bad, right? Better than a date.
Buy him one of those for Christmas. His birthday's coming up, too. Mm-hmm.
I will Christmas not.
Tree. It pumps.
Oh, look at that. Jesus,
inflatable
base. I'm actually scared of these. These are, wow. Boy, what you can get.
Yeah, you're gonna fuck online these days.
I don't even know what to do with that. It's like a
or just use a washing machine. That's what I saw a guy do once at his house. It was at a party. Ooh,
he put a washing machine in his asshole.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he did.
What do you mean?
He took a dildo and he attached it to the part that
the spinner. In a top
and
load.
And there was music playing, and everyone was like, "You guys got to go, come see this." We were in the back, and he had it on that, and he's on the spin cycle, and he was sitting on it, and was spinning. Shit.
That sounds like an absolute emergency room visit.
So dangerous!
Seriously. He's tearing.
Like, never do that, anyone. Do not listen to anything Scott says.
That's a terrible idea.
Do not do it. It couldn't have been good, but we pressed the spin again because we wanted to watch. It couldn't have been good for you, though. I don't think. I'm sure he's fine. But anyway,
are you sure?
Are you?
No, not really. I'm not sure. No,
that is just terrifying. That is the most terrifying thing I've ever heard.
Have you ever been injured
about it?
you know, back there.
He seemed all right because he was crawling around after. But the worst thing about it was,
I don't think he can hear you.
You can't top that at a party. It's like, well, now what do we do? It's only 12:30 and we're not going to hit an apex after that. That's as far as we can. Unite, everybody. Where's the jacuzzi? So, you know, you need to save that kind of thing for like 6 in the morning.
Hey, Scott, Vinny asked if you ever been injured or hurt yourself doing the having fun.
The flute? No. Not that I know of.
Never had like a
actually, there's
serious
a new clinic
tear.
That I found
or...
out about. There's a clinic for gay men. You should put this message out there.
Talk louder.
It's the neo-anal clinic at UCSF.
Neo-anal?
Can you repeat that? I can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
The neo-anal clinic.
Say it with confidence.
The neo-anal clinic. Thank you. Welcome to the neo-anal clinic.
What happens at the neo-anal clinic?
They check out men who have been, you know, using their anal areas for stuff
other
than...
What does neo stand for? Because there's a neo-anal clinic.
Right.
But a neo-anal... That seems fake.
No, it's not fake. I looked it up. And his name is Dr. Kaufman, who you want to talk to. And they'll put things up there and check it out and see what's been going on around there. Look for stuff.
Like you might have done some internal damage or something?
And you don't know.
I mean, if you've been sitting on a fucking spin cycle on an up front top load washing machine, you should really go to the neo-anal clinic and see Dr. Kaufman.
And probably the wrong kind of detergent, too. Exactly. You want to use, if you do that, you want to be organic liquid detergent. Right. But anyway, yeah. I'm going to go there and have my neo-anal checkup.
Well, I can't wait to hear all. Do they scope you out? They put a scope?
Well, I think it stands for neoplasia. And that's the formation of a presence of new abnormal growth of tissue.
Well done, Bryn. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Oh.
They're looking for growths up there. So.
Huh.
I was encouraged by a friend of mine, and I called the nurse, and he's like, now, what are your symptoms? I'm like, I don't have any, but this is my history. Oh, right. Okay. When can you come in? So, yeah, you got to be upfront about who you are when you call, just so you know. Don't try to, like, beat around the bush, as it were.
One time I had a Mini Cooper in my ass, and I just really don't know if I've created a...
Yeah.
Have I created a problem in my my dirt garage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I've
sautéed with some sesame oil up there.
Well, girls go get all their stuff checked out once a year.
Yes.
I don't see why guys shouldn't do.
Really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just afraid of what they'll find up there.
Well, they might find your keys. I mean, didn't you lose
those? Or a bouquet of roses. Right. Yeah, my car key that I can find. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. We'll see.
You ever done that hamster and shit or gerbiling or whatever?
No, I don't.
Oh, God, please don't.
I think that's all a myth.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. Let's believe it is.
All right.
I think. Poor Richard Gere. How did that follow him around? How did that happen?
Well, how did Rod Stewart get stuck as a guy who found a bucket of cum in his tummy? Like, what?
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio. audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
That I can imagine, but the hamster. I don't know. Yeah.
Those were the rumors, though, when I was a kid, and it turns out they were worldwide.
Everybody knew them.
Everybody knew.
You grew up in California. I grew up in Massachusetts. We all knew about the gerbling and
without the internet.
And the cum full
bunny. Without the internet. Bunny. Exactly belly. Right. How'd that get around like
right.
that?
Just because it was so exciting. It was such a good story. Are you fucking kidding me? Richard Gere puts gerbils in his ass? I got to call my mom. She's going to call her friends. We're all going to tell all our friends
they're both
at school.
Hot. That's why we care, because Rod Stewart and Richard Gere were hot and still are. They're both hot. If the guy wasn't hot, really? We'd be like, that story's going to stop here.
Well, it's just a fun story.
That story stops here.
Yeah, but they're hot.
I don't want to think about that.
That's why I'm sad that stories don't get spread about me anymore. I used to go to dinner parties and people would tell me stuff. And I'd be like,
listen,
I didn't do that.
Don't worry. There's plenty of stories about you.
That we know are
all
true.
The stories about you on the nude beach are, they. Whenever it comes up, our text machine goes crazy. With stories of Scott Capurro at what is the beach right by my old house?
Baker Beach,
right.
Oh my God,
see,
that's
you
a
know,
beach.
You admit it.
Yeah.
It's a nude gay beach.
Oh my, I had no idea.
Seriously, Nicole.
It's not exclusively gay, but there is an area where stuff is going down and it's on the other side of the rocks and people have watched Scott do it over there.
Yeah. They had that movie in a Disney movie. I mean, that beach in a Disney movie.
Well,
so,
you go onto the main Baker Beach, and there are just people. Yeah. Right. Everybody. Yeah. But take a walk. Take a stroll.
You go to your right and walk toward the bridge.
Walk toward the bridge. Take a stroll.
Underneath the bridge.
You will see things you can't unsee. You know, my favorite story about, as we know, all Scott's stories are true. My favorite story is the one where him and, I guess, Vinny was sitting on his lap. And there was like maybe a little makeout session.
Fuck?
That's my favorite story.
That never happened.
Yeah, it did.
And
at
I
the
diddled
boathouse.
His balls a little bit. I did a little ball diddle, not through his jeans, but on his jeans.
I have heard the story many times. I don't know if it's true.
It's true. It's probably true.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Okay.
He has been fascinated with you since then. So
yeah, it might. He might not have been completely sober. That's what bothered me. That's why he might not. Those were in the old days, you know. And there's a little diddling, a little giggling and stuff. And it was cute. It was cute. And I was sure I was in there. And then, you know.
And then his girlfriend came and yanked him off your lap. Is that what happened?
It happens sometimes. And then people move on. But I'm always open to new possibilities. You know that.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So speaking of new opportunities, a subject that has come up several times on this show in the last few days. And I guess we actually... Did you wind up talking to this guy who's an expert on ethical non-monogamy?
I haven't yet, no. But I can reach out to him.
But he called you, right? He reached out. We don't have to do it now. I'd like to probably spend more time with him. We only have a few minutes left. But this ethical non-monogamy is a term. Have you heard this out in the real world, Scott? Or is this just something that
not
we're
the
hearing?
Word ethical, no, but...
But non-monogamy is... I wondered, actually, if in the gay community, because certainly... I don't know. Men and women just have such different ideas about what sex means and what matters in a relationship. It feels like a man thing, but... Because I just don't want John to fall in love with someone that he's... That's why I can't allow it. I can't allow it. But if you knew, if you were dating someone and you were non-monogamous, but that was your principal person, and you knew they were out boning other people... Like, what are you doing with yourself? Well, I got a date tonight. See you later.
Well, Scott's non-monogamous.
You take the night off and sleep alone, you know.
So it doesn't bother you at all?
No, I don't care about any of that.
But
really
it bothers
don't.
Edson.
Yes. Yeah.
So you wouldn't
But
be...
I agree with you, Sarah. I wouldn't want him falling in love with anyone. But I don't think men do that easily. I think also guys can have out-of-body experiences and walk away from it and even forget about it, frankly. So.
Well, yeah, I think that guys can have sex... for sport, for sure. Like, this is just that. It's a little exercise, and then we'll go our separate ways. Fine.
Especially gay men, because they're not worried about pregnancy. That's always a problem, I think, with heterosexual couples. Like, you know, what if that happens? Then what? You know, so we don't have to worry about that. So,
and I guess both...
It's just like breathing or taking a shit. It's like, whatever. It's a bodily experience. Why would I want to restrict him I wouldn't tell him you can't eat or you can't take a shower or you can't.
Would you want to hear details if he came home and he was like, oh my God,
if they're hot.
Kapuho, I heard I was with this man.
Yeah. If it's just a hand job in the sauna, not really. But if it's something sexy, like up against a tree or in the back of a car and he was crying or whatever, then if there's tears or threats, yes. Or punishment over a desk.
Is this the first?
Teaching someone a lesson they can only learn by this.
Is this experience. The first relationship you've been in where it wasn't at least somewhat open?
No, I've had it wreck relationships in the past when I wasn't ready for monogamy, when it was used sort of as a either you do this or we're breaking up. And I always broke up with them in the past because I was like, well, I'm not going to do it. So I'm sorry you've ruined this now, but I can't be monogamous. I don't want it. I'm a 35-year-old gay man living in San Francisco, but that was 20 years ago. So now I'm like, it's weird because I was always worried my libido would decrease, but it hasn't. And actually,
it seems like it has.
No. I have we have a very active sex life, my husband and I do, this and that on my own when he's not available to me, I watch a bit of porn or whatever, and it's,
that's what it is, a little porn, right.
A little blow up dick,
A little, all that. But I went to underwear night on Monday with Mark and Colin. At 4:40, I know. Fantastic.
That's always your thing.
I'm sorry. Isn't that the day he left?
Yeah, it was.
So he. I'm sorry. So you drop him at the airport and then head right to the. Like, I'm free. I'm going to the underwear party.
No, I went home and changed my underwear first, and then I went.
Of course, right.
Sorry.
I shaved my legs.
What do you have to wear to the? Oh my God! You shave your legs for the underwear party?
Of course.
Everyone. Oh really?
I want those balls shiny. They're on display.
So shave your balls and your legs.
The whole thing. Ankle up. And I wore shorts and a t-shirt. I didn't get in my underwear, but Mark and Colin did. They look fantastic. And all these guys were wearing diapers, which I just think, what a strange, that's so unsightly. Three really cute guys, and then they changed into their diaper. I couldn't tell if it was to identify one another as a little group.
They let you in without underpants on this thing?
I've got to tell you, diapers are really
not you, not the diapers. I'm talking about you going in shorts. They let you in shorts?
Yeah, you go in your clothes and you check them in the coat check. And I just kept on my shorts because
So you checked in your shirt at the coat check?
I just took my t-shirt off and kept it in my pocket. But it's like, I'm not going to get my, I'm 58. And I know when I was 40 or even 45, I thought, God, when I'm 50, I'm not taking off my shorts in here anymore. And here we are. And it's a deal I'm going to keep with myself. But it was really fun to be there and have a beer and hang out with the guys and our underwear and stuff. It was just fun. It was hilarious.
So just a fun party connect. With guys chatting in their underwear.
It was just, and a couple of women came in and looked around and giggled and left. And so it wasn't their atmosphere. They didn't want to stay there, but they wanted to see. It's funny. And after a while, you stop noticing it until the guys in the diapers show up. And then it's like, why is
but then aren't people sneaking
tape?
Off together? Like, hey, I like the look of your shorts there. I haven't really looked at your
face
yet.
Maybe. I left it like 10
o'clock.
But you didn't.
So you were totally monogamous at that.
Yeah, I am monogamous. I mean, it's just an agreement that we have, and it's just the way it is. But
so you didn't pull a short Filipino guy into an alley at all?
I don't think there's an alleyway near there. But
so where did you pull him?
Into the car. I got a hatchback. I hung out with the peeps. Looked around.
That's the line of the show.
All right. Well, I'm impressed. I honestly thought, I realize he could listen to this, so I have always thought you kept that up because you were like, well, I don't want him to be mad. But I don't think a man has needs.
Yeah. And there's ways to take care of him to remain men. I think that in many ways it's the thrill of the chase that appeal to men so much. The actual action of it, when it happens, it's like
you're crazy
because they're always so disappointing. That's
you're
true.
Nuts. That's well, not, I mean, that's not the case at all.
You don't know them, so by the time you get into bed, it might not be great at all. But it's the fun of the imagination. For a lot of people, sex is in their heads, isn't it? It's so in your head,
All right.
So there's ways to make it work.
Well,
and my husband bangs the hell out of me, which is he's great and very experimental.
He's not experimental. He doesn't let you do anything to him. You guys do it one way every time.
He's been more willing to do other stuff
like
lately.
What?
I've been impressed.
Like what kind of
stuff? We had talks, and he was like, I need this. I'm like, well, since you brought that up, I need this. He's like, okay. So.
And what did you need?
Nice.
What did you need?
I needed him to blow me.
He wasn't blowing you on the regular?
No. No. So
seems like you were doing all the work in that relationship.
You have to give up your, you know, your nightlife. You got to blow them. You got to let them get a, let them backdoor you.
His cooking, though. Oh, my God, his cooking. Oh, Jesus, it's so good.
And his dancing.
And his dancing. And he's funny, and he looks after me, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
And he runs the clubs when he's here.
Oh. Yes, he does. He works the door for you.
When guests nice. Come to see me at a show, oftentimes, believe me, they line up to talk to him before and after.
Right.
They're not really that interested in me off stage, especially. But they really like him a lot.
Well, he's very likable when he's not mad. When he gets mad, it's like, oh, no, he's mad. It's like he blows a fuse, Edson.
And we're all a bit like that, aren't we?
We are, I guess.
Sarah, yeah, a little bit.
I don't know, though.
Sadly, he's not like you. He has no one to fire. So he just has to take it on him.
Yes, that's what happens.
If he had a staff, man, they'd be very careful like yours is around you. They'd be walking on eggshells. But
well, that's good. That's
thin
good.
Ice.
That's you guys better watch out. Don't get me. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
Him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's only a couple weeks, but you've been so needy. I mean, just, you know, you're making me feel so guilty for not
wanting
to
see you.
I'm
seeing you for lunch on Saturday, right? I'll see you.
No,
then.
I said no to that. Although I told you I can't do anything this weekend. But the fact that you texted me about having lunch next Saturday actually saved me from missing the lunch that I had scheduled that day.
Yeah, it was really good.
So that was good. I was like, shit, I'm supposed to be at lunch with Gretchen in 20 minutes. I gotta go. Thanks,
so
God. Phew.
Adorable.
I know. But she's so fun.
Anyway, so I'll just drop by Saturday.
No, I'm not around on Saturday, but thank you.
I'll pop in.
Well, you can maybe, you know what, come by and I'll leave my, I'll leave the thing I made you in the mailbox. Hey, if anybody wants to get a hold of the show or send in some bad advice or, you know, questions. In fact, if you've got something specifically for Scott, I will save it for a day that Scott's here. So just send it to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Really, stories, problems, any of that stuff.
Can I ask Vinny a question really quick? I know we're running out of time, but I just have a question, Vinny.
Yes.
Because I saw a comic tell this joke on the weekend. I'm like, oh, straight guys know about this. Now, I'm putting you in the straight guy category briefly. Don't feel uncomfortable. I don't mean to categorize you. But do you mind if I use his, him pronouns when I'm referring to you? Is that all right?
However you would like to refer to me is fine by me.
Have you ever had, when you're about to orgasm or at any time, had a finger in your, put up your rectum? Has that happened?
Absolutely.
I might discuss this here. And is it at orgasm you want it to happen or just kind of a meandering digit?
So I like some butt play. I'm not, you know, I don't need it. I like a naked lady is more than enough for me, but sure. One of the things that will make me come fairly quickly is just a finger on the outside of my, just the outside of my butthole.
Right.
Can get me to sort of go, oh God. Ooh. But I have had one in, I think, you know, you said something funny not too long ago, which I related to, which was you got to cut those nails. That the nails can really change it from being hot and fun to, ow. Ow. Okay. No, don't do that anymore.
Maybe
that's
before you
not...
get in bed on Saturday night, you should like drag her in and snip her nails off for her.
You just
in case
made
her...
me go limp with that fingernail into the prostate gland. That's not good at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. Sure. That's it's good. Mm-hmm.
A single finger or more than one?
Never more than one. And I wouldn't, I haven't done it enough times that I'd be like, let's escalate this game. So for me, that is about the most, I don't know, what would you call that?
Is it a lubed finger or is it just a dry finger? Like
it depends.
Happens?
It's been a soapy finger in a shower or a lubed finger outside of, but yeah.
A thumb or one of the other digits?
Oh, a thumb.
Because the thumb is clever for that.
You know, I don't have eyes back there, but I'm pretty sure it was a regular finger, like a middle finger or a pointer finger, like a Sarah.
Because if you put the thumb up, then you've got your other four fingers busy. They can do stuff while your thumb's up there.
Well, you are pro, though. I don't think that anyone I'm with has made a career out of that.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Right.
Interesting. All right,
we're out of time, and
well, thanks for that. And if you want a tongue on your rectum, Vinny,
I like that too.
Shave the rectum.
Time for the magic.
That's actually good too. I enjoy
yeah.
that.
Yeah, if you
want
shave
a tongue
it,
on the rectum, go to scottcapuro.com. Yeah.
Then it's just salty and not meaty. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, Finny, quickly, the magic words, if you would.
I got to go to the DMV.
That's not them. That's not what I'm looking for.
The end.
Come on, Adele.